Welcome to Extreme Faith with Dr. Gerard Curry, Senior Pastor of Tradition Worship Center in beautiful Port St. Lucie, Florida.
This is my Bible as I look into the perfect law of liberty, the mirror of God's Word. I see myself as God sees me. I am who He said I am. I have what He said I have. I can do what He said I can do. I'm about to receive the incorruptible, indestructible, living seed of my living God. My heart is receptive. My mind is alert. And I will never be the same. Never, never, never. I'll never be the same. In Jesus' name, hallelujah. Praise God, you may be seated.
We're going to finish off today the word that I've been speaking, that you cannot judge a book by its cover. And so what that means is God told me to speak on a book, and you all know, I'll just mention it for some of you who not, might not have been here. The book is you and your life. And the cover is what we project to people as to who we are, or as to who we want them to see and believe we are. And so the cover does not always line up with the pages inside of the book. And we want to look at this because I can tell you this now. God said, what does it matter if you preach and prophesy and speak in other tongues and you have no love within you? It's like nothing. God's looking at the motive. He looks at the heart. I can stand here clinging a bell and preaching at you, and I've got no love in me. That preaching is worthless. Although God will still use it to elevate your life, because God can do things like that, bypass my stupidity, but I'm going to be answerable for my wrong and my motives. Motive is a vitally important thing. And so I just want you to see this. 1 Samuel 16, verse 7, he says here, for the Lord does not see as man sees. For man looks at the outward appearance, but the Lord looks at the heart. For God does not see as man sees. It is not by the appearance of a man, nor do I judge according to the looks of a man. You see, we judge a book by its cover far too often, and then later on we wish we hadn't. Amen. And so I really believe that taking care of business, you know, it's wonderful you learned your scriptures, you learned the Bible, you confess your scriptures, you proclaim, you study every day, you read your Bible every day. It's wonderful, but if you have not got love in you, you're a clanging cymbal anyway. You understand? And I can stand up here looking so much holier than thou. Yet what is inside this book, all the twists and turns and curves and hurts and mishurts and angers and things like that in my life, I believe, and we're going into 2022, I still say we're going in because we're in the first month, first fruits of the first month, and at the end of the service, you're all going to be handed a page, and I'm going to say a proclamation. You're going to say it with me, and you can take that page home with you of what we proclaimed. Amen. Over our lives. And I believe this is where the rubber meets the road, is the love we have in our hearts and the motive we have in our heart is more important than the fact that I know 10 scriptures. I'm just saying. And so this year, we're going to take care, and we said we were going to, over these things that are roadblocks in our lives. We don't even see it. You know, I was telling someone this morning, the Bible says that if you want to bring an offering up to the altar, and you know that your brother's got aught in his heart against you, you don't have it against him. He's got it against you. This is how serious God takes things. He says, you know he's got something against you, or she, whoever it is, you might be perfectly in the right. Come on. But they've got something in their heart. God cares for them as much as He cares for you. And God says, don't leave your altar on this, your offering on the altar. Hold on to it until you go and you make right with that man. You apologize even when you're in the wrong. Sometimes that works. Hello? Have you ever done that? And He says, you go and you make right with that person, then bring your offering. Amen. See, if you got, you know something and you're not taking care of something, God holds us accountable for that. So this is really, I believe, where the rubber meets the road. And this year, we are going to make the changes that are necessary to be made. Amen. Amen. And that's by taking care of what's the inside of us. I mean, the cover looks great, sounds great, smells great, amen? But is it full of dead men's bones on the inside? And we too often want to look good, but we are not really who we're portraying to be. So the cover's looking great, and people are judging by that cover. I remember I used to do that, and I saw a man, he had a church of over 20,000 members. And I thought, wow, look at that man. He must be a great man. And God said to me, he spoke into my spirit, and come on Wednesday night, you'll find out what that means. And I perceived in my spirit the Lord saying to me, yes, he can be doing that, but what are the fruits of that man? Do you know the criteria to be a minister, a bishop, a pastor, a leader? God says, how's your family life? In Timothy. He doesn't say you've got to go and study like the Apostle Paul with Gamaliel. He wants you to study, show yourself approved. But the criteria to stand up here and teach you, how's your family? Am I in love? Am I demonstrating love at home? I can look great, but it's not so great. And God says, I can use the mouth of an ass, of a donkey, and get people saved. So just because they're getting saved, because I desire them to be saved, doesn't mean that this is a man that's full of the fruits of the Spirit. Amen. Amen. So are you ready to take stock? We spoke about things last week, but are we ready to take authority over the things that hinder us? Because a lot of us, we look like an 8-cylinder car or a 12-cylinder car, but we're only running on 4 or 5 cylinders, which means you're not going to accomplish and achieve all that God has for your life. And it's funny, I was coming in the back way, yeah, because I had a loaner car. I was coming to the back of my where I live at the PGA, and I was coming in the back gate because I didn't have the transponder, et cetera, et cetera. And there was a car in front of me, and it was a truck, and it took him like 10 minutes, and I'm sitting there. And you remember I prayed for patience? Only one car. So God's saying to me, now here's your opportunity once again. And I sat there smiling, and I was patient. It's wonderful how God gives us opportunity, but then it's up to us to work on it. And I'm sitting there smiling, and all the cars with their transponders are going past, zing, zing, zing. And I'm waiting, and eventually the guy's out of his car, not talking through the window. And eventually he gets in his car, but he pulls off. And all I heard, blah, 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 blah. It was, I'm sure, an 8-cylinder, but he was firing on, I don't know. Charlie, you would have had to have heard that. I think he was probably firing on 4, 5 maximum. You could hear it. And as he pulled away, the guy next door to me, the guy who led him through, the guard, said, wow, I wonder if that's going to make it to the destination. And God said to me, that's the look of a lot of Christians. You look like a big truck. You look like a Lamborghini, but you're firing on half the cylinders. What's causing that? What's causing the roadblocks in my life? Could it be the anger and the impatience and the unforgiveness and all that stuff? So we are taking care of serious business today. We've already spoken about what they are, so you can relax. And after the service, at the end of the service, you're going to get a page, and I'm going to lead you in a declaration over these things in your life. Amen. Because it's better coming out of your mouth than mine alone. That's right. Amen. So, are you ready? Here we go. And since it's still only 2022, we're still in the first part of the year. So our first fruits of speaking faithful words will take care of the rest of the year. Because God did tell us, he said, if the first part be holy, the whole lump becomes holy. Remember that? Amen. And so it's exciting. And just one more thing. In Mark 4, Jesus spoke about the farmer sowing seed into the earth. And there were 4 different kinds of seeds. And out of those 4, only, that means 25%, right? 4 times 25 makes 100, right? So only 25% had the good soil to receive the seed and produce a harvest. So that means 75% were in a situation where they needed to take care of some business. And then afterwards, the disciples said to Jesus, What are you talking about? Why do you say it this way? And Jesus said, if you can't understand the simple principle of sowing and reaping, how are you going to understand anything? Anything that I teach, anything about the kingdom of heaven. It's all about sowing and reaping. Amen. And so if I'm sowing aggro, if I'm sowing strife, if I'm sowing discord, what am I going to reap? I can't, listen, you can't put in junk and expect glory to come out. It's coming out. One, somewhere or other, it's going to come out. And so we want to take care of what's inside of us. And now we understand, he said, the seed that was sown is the word of God. He said, the seed that the farmer sows is a word of God. Now, I'm sowing the word of God to you today. Amen. I'm throwing it out there. Amen. Amen. And I believe that 100% that's in this room and watching by way of the internet and listening on the radio are going to take care of business and they're going to get this right. Amen. Not just 25%, 100%. Amen. Put your hand on your heart. And say, I'm a part of the 100%, and I'm going to take care of business, and the balance of my year is going to be victory. You see, you got to speak. And if I have to stand here and make you speak, we'll just do it all day. All right. And so that's how heaven operates. And Jesus said, you've got to understand that principle of sowing and reaping. So now when we sow today into our future, we are elevating, as my wife said, we're going to elevate our lives through 2022. If there's another coronavirus or another strain of it, or if there's it gets worse, the economy, or if things get crazier, which I believe the world's going to be experiencing, but children of God shouldn't experience it. We should be victorious over the circumstances. When I say, how are you doing? Don't say, well, due to the circumstances, you know. No, you say, everything's good. Because we are victorious. God gave us the victory. Amen. Amen. And so we're going to release our faithful words at the end of the service, and we're going to proclaim into our future. And we're going to elevate. Say, I'm coming higher. Amen. Amen. And you, if you don't take care of business, and if not now, when? And if not you, who? Because I can't do it for you. God can't even do it for you. He's going to give you opportunities to do it, and he's going to help you accomplish what you want to do. You think about when the 12 spies went and spied out the promised land, Israel. They came back. 10 said, we can't do it. It's impossible. There's giants. There's huge cities with big walls. They got chariots and horses, everything. And what they were saying was true. But God said, I've given you the land. So to God, it was an evil report. But I was only speaking truth. Someone said to me this the other day on the golf course. When I said, don't say that, he said, I'm a realist. Now, I wanted to go into a major teaching right there, but I was at the golf course. And I just left it. I thought, okay, remain a realist. See how far that's going to get you. You understand, there's a time when you go to speak and a time when you just zip it.
Thank you for joining us for this episode of Extreme Faith. To hear this message in its entirety, log on to traditionworshipcenter.com or join us for our live services on Sundays at 10 a.m. and Wednesdays at 7 p.m. with youth and children's services available, located at 10799 Southwest Civic Lane, Port St. Lucie, in our beautiful Tradition Square Town Hall facility.
Pastel Brazil Cafe serves fresh empanadas, salgados, and desserts daily, 10 a.m. to 6 p.m., Monday through Saturday. Located at 8275 U.S. 1, Port St. Lucie. Available at 954-257-4957.
Welcome to Enjoying Everyday Life with New York Times bestselling author Joyce Meyer.